Mr. Gates, please.
Bear with me a second. Next application is the application of Kenneth Evans, case number 11541. Site is northwest corner of Road 341, Falling Point Road, and Road 343, Wingate Road, with a 911 address of 31360 Wingate Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID 134, map 10, parcel 5. Requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home-type structure for a medical hardship. A gentleman, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did receive two mail returns. Two of those mail returns were to the applicant. I think maybe the snowman got his mail receptacle.
I have a P.O. box number instead of, I don't receive it at home. So.
Well, that's what we had on the record in the county records both ways was address.
That's my fault.
But you're here. That's what counts.
I hope I'm the same person. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kenneth Evans, 31360 Wingate Road, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm sorry I don't have any attorneys or
we're not
staff to swear in, but I'm all there is. My mother's 90 years old. She lives in Georgetown. We currently, and have lived for a long time, at Vines Creek, east of Dagsboro. And she's fallen a couple times lately, and she just doesn't need to be by herself anymore. And she doesn't want to go anywhere, and she has the money to prove it. And she does not want to live with anyone. And so I'm forced to do what I have to do. That's my mother. So the easiest way for me is simply to put some kind of structure in the backyard and that she can pretend she's living by herself, and we can be watching every move and movement that she makes, and we can make sure she eats better and some of the things she hasn't been doing. So she's agreed to do that, and so I have about an acre and a little less than a half, and I've talked to my neighbors, and one even offered his mother if I would put two of them in.
Oh, wow.
Good idea. And they were all favorable and basically said, if you need any help, let us know. You know, so that's kind of how it's been. But I plan to place it in an area where it's least seen by any of my neighbors. There is a woods beside me that's owned by my neighbor that's essentially probably will never be developed. It's kind of low land and whatnot, but I'm up high. And so I thought I'd put it there, and that way nobody can see the back of it. And only I can see the front. My neighbor on the other side, we have a fence between the two of us and a lot of shrubbery. The neighbor in my back, there's somewhat of a little bit of woods behind that, so he can't see it. So. Really, we're the only ones that are going to have to look at it. So that's my story, and that's the best I can do. There is no, I would need no variance for property lines or anything. I'm a long distance. So it would be far enough from the house that a fire truck can get through there, and it would be about 40 feet from the house. And then I'm about 30 or 40 feet from the woods, which is the only property line. About 100 feet from the road and 50 or 60 feet from the back, so it doesn't encroach on anyone's property line or anything. And I understand that I would have to take it out if mom passed.
Okay. Yeah, but it was approved before.
Yeah, and that's
two
fine.
Years, and then you would have to.
I would have to renew that.
Yeah, you renew it, but yeah. You could take it to the director, so you wouldn't have to come back here again.
Yes, sir.
But again, if something would change as far as the condition, you would notify, you know, the office.
Yes. Yes, and that's fine. You know, I have no problem with it. Right. I'd be as happy to tow it out as I am to tow it in.
That's fine. I just want to explain it to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And what year is this home going to be?
It's a new one. It's a 15, 2015.
Yeah, it's 15. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Single wide.
Pardon?
Single wide.
Single wide. Yeah, it's really all I can slip between the with the attorney, our old piece is getting in there. It's one of those deals where mother thinks she's living by herself and has the house to prove it. I suppose she'll be over to our house most of the time.
Are you saying that because she's not here right now?
Yes. I considered dressing my wife up as my mother and bringing her in. I think Mr. Lawrence Lank there knows my mother. It's Jack Briggs' wife, Bessie Briggs. Yeah.
Well, you better hope she's not listening.
He can put in it. He knows.
Does she know how to use the internet?
Pardon?
Does she know how to use the internet?
Well, yes.
Well, you might get home and find out that she was watching.
I should have disconnected that. It wasn't surprising at all. She isn't. No, she's a very nice lady, and I love her. And
I know.
And I want to do what I can.
I'm really surprised. Okay. I'm not surprised that Mr. Lank knows most of the women in Sussex County.
I'm going to still be here. Well, do you have any questions?
I think Jack Briggs has been a stable of I think he's applied for as many buildings as you can get on his property as well. So he's a.
I have no questions, Mr. Lank.
Mr. Corbin?
No questions.
Mr. Miller?
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And I have no questions. So that having been said.
Well, I do have a question.
Okay.
I believe you've addressed it, but more specifically, would this, I'll ask the question, would this use have a...
adversely.
Substantial adverse effect on uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Mm. Well, they don't indicate that. I went to them and talked to them prior to even applying.
Right.
And they were very supportive. I mean, okay. All of them were very supportive, and in fact, it was surprising, to tell you the truth, because they have some. They live in some glass houses as well there, so nobody's upset at all. But okay. I can tell. And I wanted to ask that question before it came up here because I didn't want. I mean, I've lived there a long time, 20 some years, and they're good people, and I did.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Here's one.
Is that mom?
There's two. Yep. There's two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,541. Not only the applicant has... answer the question if it will substantially affect adversely the neighborhood. He's answered that with a negative. And also, we have attached to the record a physician's report statement saying that his mother needs this type of care. So with that, I make the motion to approve. The special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
That's for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,541 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,541 is approved for a period of 2 years.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.